Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for longing with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I've made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, I choose to worship. Lord, we choose to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. Well, Sunday morning prayer, early Sunday morning prayer, and we're so thankful to God Almighty that he would allow us to be back on the broadcast another Sunday to pray and give him praise and worship and thank him for keeping us all week long. We repent before your precious throne this morning, Lord, before we start to pray, that we don't want our prayers to be hindered because of something we have said or done or acted upon. Lord, forgive me for any sin or anything that I have said or done that's not pleasing in your word, through your word, Lord Jesus, because we won't want our prayers to be hindered this morning, Lord. We want you to answer and hear and say, that's my children, and I'm coming to see just what you need because I know everything. Just want you to open your mouth and tell me and pray and commune with me. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the glory and we give you all the praise for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind and body, Lord Jesus, that we can come forth and we can open up with prayer and lift your holy name of Jesus Christ, the one, the only Savior of mankind in this world, that you came, that you would give, die on the cross, Lord Jesus, that you would come back and that you said that you were coming back to redeem your people unto you. And, Lord, we thank you for being in the family of God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Lord Jesus, we just ask for a special prayer for all the ones that's need to comfort them out there this morning, Lord, the ones that have lost their loved ones, Lord Jesus, that we have known all over the world. Lord Jesus, we pray this morning for our dear brother and pastor and prophet in the Lord, Pastor Prophet Michael Lewis. His daughter, he had asked us to pray consistently every day. He would come on this broadcast and call out her name for prayer, and her name, Tracy Self. Hallelujah, Lord, and we ask, oh, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, Lord Jesus, we ask in you to touch his heart, Lord Jesus. Touch his mind, Lord, give him peace, hallelujah, comfort him in his bereavement time, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, you know just what he stands in need of, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you so much that he have allowed us to be a part of his family, Lord Jesus. And he came on strong, Lord. He works for you in your kingdom, and you know everything because you wonderfully and marvelously made us in your image and likeness. You knew who we were in our mother's womb, Lord Jesus. You know everything about us. You know our DNA. You know where we live. You know everything that you have put in us. Lord, we ask you to touch him, Lord, in a special way. Hallelujah. Even the bereavement, the ones that's going out that we don't know about, we lift them up to. But we know about Prophet Michael Lewis, Lord Jesus. We know about him. I've been in church with him, Lord Jesus. And you know that he's a soldier on the battlefield for you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you have called him, and not only called him, you have chosen him. And, Lord, you give him strength to went through this with his daughter. And for, Lord, all we can do is say we can send our comfort and our bereavement, Lord Jesus. But you know you have to touch the heart and all of the family, Lord. Hallelujah, that's pertaining to Tracy Self, Lord, S-E-L-F, always got that wrong, but you know my heart, and you know our intention, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you that You gave us the opportunity for him to come on, Lord Jesus. He was there at the hospital back and forth all day, all the time, Lord Jesus, and you gave him the strength to come on this broadcast and preach and teach and bring the word of this last week, Lord Jesus. How marvelous are you to him, Lord Jesus. We ask you to comfort his heart today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let him give him a rhema word, Lord Jesus, that it can fill him. Let him feel and see and let his daughter talk to him, Lord Jesus. Her spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it and we praise you that you've given us the opportunity. Hallelujah. To tell the listening audience, Lord. Hallelujah. That I don't know the time, but Evangelist Bernard say that she's no longer with us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we ask and like we say for the strength, for the comfort, for the loving kindness to hold up our dear brother and pastor in the Lord. Lord, you know him, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity that we can call out, Lord Jesus, for to heal, to mend, to comfort, Lord Jesus, to bring the family back together because you have a plan, Lord Jesus, and your plan is going forth, Lord, and you have called him, Lord, to preach your word, to teach your word, to witness your word, to walk in love and kindness and gentleness to your people, Lord Jesus. So today he needs to be lifted up. He needs to be filled that he's closer to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that come on this broadcast. We pray for our founder and host, Evangelist Agent Bernard, Lord. Lord, you know everything about her, Lord. You know her going down and her rising up in the morning, Lord. We ask you to touch her in New Orleans, Lord, as she's going forth this crusade that's coming up, Lord. We ask you to give her strength. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Meet every need, every responsibility that you have given her to do, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to her son in Angola, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch him and change his heart. Send a witness there, Lord, that he can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost to come out that, open up that jail cell and bring him out, Lord, for the rest of his life, that he can work for the kingdom of God and preach and teach this gospel. We pray for Danielle, her sister, incarcerated. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We know that you're opening the doors Prophet Michael had a lot to do with that. He was an advocate, Lord Jesus. And, I mean, he worked diligently, so you got a record. One thing about it, whatever we do and say and act upon, you have the record, Lord, and it's recorded in heaven with you. And we thank you, Lord. We pray for Evangelist Bernard's mother and her siblings, Lord Jesus, each and every one. Hallelujah. We pray for Danielle. Hallelujah. Again, Lord Jesus, let them doors be open that she may walk out before come, Lord Jesus, before this year is over, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you said in your words, Lord Jesus, that you will make the decision. It's not up to us. It's up to you, Lord. And the process has been started, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to touch our president. Hallelujah. In the White House, Lord, we ask you to cover him, bless him, protect him, and guide him, Lord Jesus. He's the only one that can sign this release that they can come out, Lord, that she can be released, Lord. Touch his heart. Let him remember, Lord. Sometimes he has so much on his mind and his plate that he don't go there. But Lord, touch his heart and let him remember that she's at the top of the list with so many others, Lord Jesus, that's incarcerated, Lord. Let him touch him, that he signed the release for her to come home, and each and every one that's there with her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the listeners that come on this broadcast each and every day, Lord Jesus, that's faithful to this word and the truth and this Block Talk Radio that you have set up for Evangelist, for our founding host, Evangelist Bernard, to come forth. And most of all, Lord Jesus, that you have sent the godly men and women that truly is anointed, that bring your word from heaven above on this earth. Lord, that you feed us with manna, hallelujah, and fresh manna daily, hallelujah. We're so thankful that you call us out, Lord Jesus, and you say that this is what we need. This is what you want us to do. This is the word that's coming from the Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you've been allowing us to be on this broadcast for 2.5 years going into the third year in December, Lord. And you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. This broadcast has been on the air for 7 days out the week, Lord Jesus. And it's all because of you setting this up and giving Evangelist, our founder, the vision a couple of years ago, but you turned it into manifest, and this broadcast has been on, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We ask you to bless the men, the anointed men and women of God that come on this broadcast, hallelujah, to bring the word of life to us, Lord, to bring us a rhema word, to bring us the unadulterated truth that you're sending from heaven above down on this earth. Hallelujah. You're sending them the confidence sometime. We need to be comforted, Lord Jesus. You sent us to get it right sometime, your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you think enough of us to send your anointed men and women on this broadcast. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. We praise you because it lifts us up and it gets us to go in our hearts that we need to read more. Hallelujah. We need to read the Bible more, the 66 books of the Holy Bible, Lord. We need to pray more in communicating with you, Lord Jesus. You know everything we have need of, but you want to hear us tell you. You want us to be in fellowship with you more and more, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We see, God bless. Hallelujah. We see our founding host on the broadcast and with Prophet Michael, Evangelist Bernard.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God this morning. We want to certainly continue to lift up the man of God. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. Got out a little early. So we just going to pray and continue to pray. Hallelujah, God. We bless you today. Oh, God, we love you this morning, God, in spite of. Hallelujah, in spite of, hallelujah, whatever we may be going through this morning, Lord, we came on this radio broadcast to lift you up, to give you praise, hallelujah, to know that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that you are God, hallelujah, you are God that never forgets. You are God that remembers, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for it this morning. Lord God, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart this morning. Renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, whatever is not of you, whatever is not like you, Lord God, to purge us this morning. Oh, God, we need cleansing. We need our hearts cleansed. We need our minds cleansed. We need our physical bodies cleansed. Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to wash us whiter than snow. Oh, God, and as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, we lift up the bereaved families this morning. Remember the Friesen family. Remember the Self family. Remember the Lewis family, God. Prophet Michael Lewis that lost his daughter, God. Ah, but we know one thing, God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for that bond. We thank you for that bond that they had. God, I'm asking you to dry every tear. But, Lord God, I'm asking you for something special. I'm asking you, Lord God, to let her living not be in vain. God, draw her family into this marvelous light, God. Oh, God, open up their eyes, God, where they can see. Open up their understanding, Lord. Open up their heart, God, where they can ask, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we thank you for this radio blog this morning. We thank you for the pastors and the leaders all over the nation, God. We thank you for the sick and shut in. We thank you for those that are in prison this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to remember my sister Danielle. Remember Jamora, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my household, God. Remember my mother this morning, God. Continue to touch her. Touch our physical body, God, and touch our spiritual body. In the name of Jesus, God, and we ask in you, Lord God, to anoint Ayanonomosia. Continue to anoint us, God, where we would do what you would have us to do, God. Help us not to walk Ayanonomosia. Help us not to walk among the ungodly, God, but help us to be like that man that you talked about in Psalms 1, Jesus. Help us to know that we're blessed. Help us to walk uprightly before you, God. Help us to know that we're going to be like rivers of waters. I am the Messiah. Help us to know, God, that when we obey your instructions, God, and we follow them, Lord God, that you will not withhold no good thing from us. God, you told us to commit our way unto you. You told us to delight ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you would give us the desires of our heart. Oh, God, we know that you are a good shepherd. You're the shepherd that cares about your sheep. You're the shepherd that'll never, hallelujah, forsake your sheep. You're the Messiah. And you said your sheep, they know your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the speakers that are coming to be a part of this citywide crusade. God, we asking you to anoint every speaker, God. We asking you to consecrate them, God. Ah, Messiah, anoint them with some fresh oil, God, where they'll be able to impact souls effectively, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we asking you to give us favor in this city. Favor, God, where we can empower souls. Favor where we can tell somebody that Jesus saved to the utmost. Favor, Lord God, where we can go, hallelujah, and set the captives free. Favor, God, where we can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, favor, Lord God, where we can go into the enemy camp. Hallelujah. And take back everything that he's taken from us. Take our joy back. Take our peace back. Take our love back. Hallelujah. Take the long suffering. Take the mercy back, God. Hallelujah. Take gentleness and meekness back, God. Take kindness back, God. Oh, God, help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Oh, God, remember our children. Remember our children this morning. Remember the generation, God. The generation that you're raising up, God. Oh, raise them up, God, where they can be a voice in the earth. Raise them up where they can be powerful witnesses. Not for us, God, but for you, God. Help us to let our light shine where men may see our good works. God, we bind every stronghold today. Hallelujah. We bind addictions today. We bind sicknesses and disease today, God. We bind them in the name of Jesus. And we're looking to you, God, for you are healer. You are deliverer. You are mind regulator. You are heart fixer, God. Oh, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way. We thank you, Lord God, for everything we ask for, God, you granted to us. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that we're seeking, we'll be able to find. We thank you, Lord God, for every door that we knock on, God. Hallelujah, we can share the good news. The good news that you save. The good news, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are the great God. You are the great I am, God. And we bless you for it today. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us an opportunity to lift up your name. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for even the men and women that's going to come on this radio broadcast this month of August. We're going to declare and we're going to decree. We're going to call those things that's not as though they are, God. We're going to lift you up, God. We're going to lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We're going to lift you up, God. And we're going to expect everything that we pray to come forward. We're expecting everything that we speak, Lord God, to be manifested, not in the next season, God, but this season. This season, God, everything that we've sown into your kingdom, God, we're looking for it to sprout up a hundredfold. Higher the Messiah. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, God. Continue to strengthen Prophet Mike. And I know his heart is heavy, but I also know there's a side of him that's rejoicing, because Tracy, hallelujah, she had made a peace call. And Lord, that's all you ask for us to do, make our peace calling in our election show. God, I remember the thief that was on the cross, God. I remember, hallelujah, I remember the one that cried out to you and said, Lord, when you come into your glory, when you come into your kingdom, God, remember me, God. And in that last hour, God, you told him, this day you shall be with me in paradise. So this day, that woman is with you. That young lady is with you, God. Oh, you don't see here, because you're the God. You're the God. All power belong to you, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. Remember the Blake family. Remember Pastor Blake. Remember Pastor Samuel Blake. Remember Chaz this morning, God. Continue, Lord God, to give me wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah, to bring out the anointed gift that you have invested in him, God. Remember his household, his mother, his siblings, God. In the name of Jesus, remember morning this morning, God. Jesus. Remember my siblings this morning, God. Remember my nieces and my nephews, my uncles, God. Remember, God, the Bernard family, the Sanders family, the Bradford family, the Bolton family. Remember the Larry family this morning, the Lewis family, God. The Bernards, God. Oh, God, our soul is crying out. Our spirit is crying out for souls to be blessed. Oh, for souls to come in. To the kingdom, God. That's our responsibility, God. To tell somebody about your goodness. To tell them about your mercy. To tell them about your grace. To tell them about your favor. To tell them about eternal life. It's all in you, Christ Jesus. And we ask these blessings. God, we even asking you, Lord God, to bless our enemies. The Bible says, pray for those that despitefully use you. I pray for the enemies today, God. That you would grant them an opportunity. An opportunity, God. Don't let them be. Hallelujah. Don't let them be like Judas, God. That sought for a place of repentance. And there was none. Lord, as long as you're dealing with their hearts, God. As long as you haven't given them up, God. They have an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. They have an opportunity to forgive, God. We bless you. Remember Dr. Singleton and his wife, God. Bless his ministry, God. Remember his father. Remember those that are gathering this week at the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith in Cincinnati, Ohio. Bless Bishop Alfred Singleton, God, and his wife and his family, God, his children, God. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton. Ah, God, I don't want to get into names, but I'm dropping the names as you're giving them to me, God. In the name of Jesus, remember Mother Charity, God. Ah, yo, no, 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 Messiah. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, we bless you. Thank you for Sister Ruby. Her faithfulness, God. Reward her, God. Reward her for her faithfulness, God. Reward Brother Prophet Michael Lewis for his diligence, his faithfulness, for all the seeds that he sowed to witness the souls, God. We love you this morning. Love you. And we thank all of you. I don't know if anybody else want to pray. But you're welcome to do so. If not, I give it back into the hands of our host this morning, Sister Ruby, Minister Ruby Larry. Thank you, Jesus. God,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Prophet Michael Lewis on the line.
You want to pray? If you can pray, Prophet Michael, you're welcome to do so. Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Gracious Father, Lord, come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy, O God, to find grace to help in the time of need.
Yes,
oh, Father, we're thankful, we're grateful for all the things that you have done, even for the things that you're going to do, oh God. Father, we ask you, first of all, forgiveness of all sin, sin seen and unseen, sins of omission and commission. Father, we pray that you cleanse us, God, from all naughtiness, superfluity of the spirit. We ask you to purge us from our dead works, oh God, creating us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit down within us, God. We heard every prayer that have yet gone up before you, oh God. You said even while we were yet praying, you have already answered. Father, I thank you for the gift that you have given unto me, the gift of life for my daughter Tracy. I thank you, Father, for how you have watched her down through the years, God, and it was according to her own will that she chose to go. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and the time that we did share. Father, I'm not bitter nor upset, oh God, but I'm grateful, forever internally indebted into your hands for the things that you have done. I thank you for the strength that you have given me, even at a time as this, oh God. I'm yet comforted through your word, oh God, that if we ask anything according to your will, you said you hear us, and you did hear us those days that we requested prayer. You not only did hear us, but you sustained the life. You gave her the days that she needed for the family to get what they needed with her. So, oh, Heavenly Father, we're grateful. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you the praise, God, because you alone art God. You are the lifter of our heads. You strengthen us when we are weak. You tell the weak to say that they are strong. So, Father, I'm asking you to touch every bereaved person, bereaved families, cause them to lift up their eyes unto the hills from whence cometh their help. Help them to realize that their help comes from you, God, the creator, the maker of every good and perfect gift, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the war-torn countries, oh God. We even pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they might be saved, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up the Americas in this hour, God, praying that you grant unto us, before it's everlasting too late, true repentance. And Father, the word that was spoken on yesterday at the Soul Food event, God, I pray now that those that did listen, God, that is taking heed to that word, God, that it fell upon good ground, springing up to everlasting life. Father, we thank you that even in our darkest hour, the light, yes, does shine. So I thank you for how you upheld me, God, to even be the MC of that 12-hour event, oh God. Oh Father, I worship you. I magnify you. And I ask you, Lord, as we get ready to go to our several places of worship, that you meet us there, that you let your spirit let it have free course, God. Father, I ask you to touch the mind of everyone that would be going to worship, those that would be going into fellowship, God, that you speak a word unto day, God, that you would set ablaze the hearts that are already ready, God, that you would call sin of man, woman, boy, and girl to repent before it's everlasting too late, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, again, the requests that have been made known, I touch in agreement with them all, oh God, asking you to have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, the multitude of your tender mercies, blotting out all our transgressions, healing those that need to be healed, delivering those that need to be delivered, but most of all, saving those that need to be saved and filling those that need to be filled. Father, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. We will be careful to give you the glory. We give you the honor. We pray that all that we ask, we say, and we do, it brings the praise in Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You, the climaxing of the crusade. So tune in this upcoming weekend. For the rest of the month, we will be talking about empowering soul for destiny. That's our tagline. That's the theme that the Lord gave me for this event. So tune in. We will certainly have a host of men and women of God that will be coming to share the word of God with us. So keep that in your mark it on your calendar or whatever. So we bless you. Thank you, Sister Ruby.
Thank you. We thank you. Hey, my heart, you know your heart be heavy, but we thank our Lord and Savior that he got Prophet Michael Lewis up, even though he to bring a prayer, strong prayer, anointed prayer, us all about his people. So we just thank the Lord Jesus Christ for you and the anointing that's in you and our heart to you. Thanks, Sister Dawn, for being on the broadcast. She's faithful and praying for Jarvis and her whole family.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
What else can we say? What else do I think is nothing else need to be said, that God met us here. Hallelujah. He meets us here all the time. It was a special meeting because he got Prophet Lewis up to pray for his people, even though he's in bereavement for his own daughter. But he, like Evangelist Bernard said, he made peace. She, Tracy, made peace with the Lord. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So my heart is heavy that the Lord, you know, that he gave him the strength to come on this broadcast and pray. I know when my daughter passed away, I was just out of my head. Lord, my heart, I didn't have enough to even want to move. But look at the prophet and the preacher of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He knows that the Lord has heard him and he sent him here. And Evangelist Bernard got on early from New Orleans to pray.
With
a crying and a heart out for man. All we can say is thank you, Jesus. You've done the work. You met us here. You got said to myself before our broadcast opened, is Prophet Michael Lewis going to come on today, Lord? I guess I was talking to the Lord. Sure enough, that came up just as the song went on. So we're so grateful to Jesus Christ for you, Prophet Michael. Thank you, Lord, Sister Dawn. And with that, we're going to no more to say. So we thank the Lord for the anointing and his leading and guiding of his precious people. So with that, we're going to close out. He was there all the time. By Reverend James Moore.
A flat. Dr. Bobby Jones, this is for you.
All right, my brother.
He was there.
Where was he? Where was he?
He was there. Oh, I wish I had Al Pacino and took the dolphin. All the time.
You got Bishop Jeff Banks. You got Brother Lawrence Ross.
Patiently.
All the time.
waiting, 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 waiting. How was he waiting?
Waiting, waiting.
No, 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 no.
Waiting, waiting.
Give up a shot. Where was it? He was there.
He was there.
Anybody ever had their back against the wall and you didn't know which way to turn? And you thought you were all by yourself?
He was there.
On Monday he was there. He was there. No music. Oh, 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 oh. And early Sunday morning he was still.
Close now.